Home from the trap line, recovered from all loneliness. Treadway loved his wife because he had promised he would. But the center of the wilderness called him, and he loved that center more than any promise. The wild center was a state of mind, but it had a geographical point as well. The point was in an unnamed lake. Canadian mapmakers had named the lake, but the people who inhabited the Labrador interior had given it a different name, a name that remains a secret. From a whirlpool in the center of that lake, river water flows in two directions. It flows southeast, down to the Beaver River, and through Hamilton Inlet, and past Croydon Harbor into the North Atlantic. And another current flows northwest from the center to Ungava Bay. The whirling center was the birthplace of seasons and smelt and caribou herds and deep knowledge that a person could not touch in domesticity. Treadway left this place at the end of his trapping season and faithfully came back to the house, which he had willingly built when he was 20, but he considered the house to belong to his wife, while the place where waters changed direction belonged to him and would belong to any son he had. And now the head of his and Jacinta's first baby glittered beautifully in the white bathroom without his witnessing it, and so did the shoulders and the belly with its cord and the penis, the thighs, the knees and toes. Thomasina, the midwife, hooked a plug of slime out of the baby's mouth with her pinky, slicked her big hand over face, belly, buttocks, like butter over a hot loaf, and slipped the baby back to its mother. It was as the baby latched on to Jacinta's breast that Thomasina caught sight of something slight, flower-like. One testicle had not descended, but there was something else. She waited the eternal instant women wait when a horror jumps out at them. It is an instant men do not use for waiting, an instant that opens a door to life or death. Women look through the opening because something might be alive in there. What Thomasina knew as she looked through the opening this time was that something can go wrong not just with the child in front of you, another woman's child, but with your own child, at any time, no matter how much you love it. Thomasina bent over Jacinta and the baby in a midwife's fashion, a ministering arc, and wrapped a blanket around the child, a cotton blanket that had been washed many times. She did not believe in putting anything new or synthetic next to a newborn skin. As she adjusted the blanket, she quietly moved the one little testicle and saw the baby also had labia and a vagina. This she took in as Treadway, in another room, threw his tea bag in the garbage as he gave his crust to the dog and clicked shut the front door as he went out on the last perfect duck hunt of his days, and she let Treadway go. Thomasina asked Eliza and Joan to get the warm towels for Jacinta. She herself handed Jacinta the thick pad to soak up the postpartum blood and helped her into the terry cloth robe that Jacinta would wear for the next few days. Then she said, "I'm going to ask the others to leave, if it's all right with you. We have something to talk about."